The first $2 million installment of the economic development money from Entergy has been in the state's coffers since spring. Since then, state officials have worked with Windham County leaders and groups to develop a procedure for awarding the funds. Now, the Windham County Economic Development Program is up and running and accepting applications through September 23rd. Pat Moulton is the commissioner of the Vermont Agency of Commerce and Community Development, which will administer the program. She says the goal is not to fund what she calls one-hit wonders, but to fund projects that will create sustainable structural change in the region.
For example, workforce development systems or economic development infrastructure like business incubator or business accelerator or new infrastructure for industrial land or buildings, new systems that are going to be able to provide that long-term economic impact because you have now systems in place that were not in place before.
The funds will be divided into a grant program for municipalities, nonprofit groups, and government agencies. Funding for businesses will be in the form of loans. The money that's paid back will go to a revolving loan fund that officials say will continue long after the five-year funding agreement ends. Moulton says priority will go to projects that create higher-wage jobs. Salaries in Windham County are well below the state average, even before the loss of Vermont Yankee. Proposals will also be rated on their compatibility with the region's comprehensive economic development strategy. The multi-town planning document was developed under the leadership of Southeastern Vermont Economic Strategies, or SEVEDS. The group is an affiliate of the Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation. Stephen Morse, the BDCC's acting director, says he's satisfied with Windham County's role in the decision-making process.
One important step in the process is that Windham Regional Planning Commission and the Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation will be asked to give opinions on all the various applications, both loans and grants.
Moulton says it makes sense for state agencies to administer the funds because they already have the necessary systems in place.
And if that were to happen on the regional level, there would have to be probably significant amounts of funding spent on administrative capacity.
Governor Peter Shumlin, whose administration forged the funding agreement with Entergy, will make the final decisions on the applications. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.